I love driving with Uber because I have access to 24/7 live support. As a female driver, I need to feel protected. Uber has my back for sure. Uber, earn like a boss. Sign up to earn today at uber.com/boss.
This episode is brought to you by Ruffles, who are famous for two things: the ridges on their chips and the fact that they're the official chip of the WNBA and NBA. Oh, and WNBA champion Asia Wilson's very own flavor, Ruffles Ridge Twist Smoky Barbecue, a light, airy twist on the iconic Ruffles Ridges. Ruffles, own your ridges. Grab your favorite Ruffles flavors in store today.
Today's show is brought to you by the Truckers Coalition to Stop Honking. You might think truckers like honking their horns when you do that arm-pulling motion. They don't. Learn more at truckershornblowingcoalition.net. Let's start the show. Hey, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which each and every episode is about an episode of Friends, and we are going to get into it and talk about Friends now, and let's go, you and I, and meet my friends and your friends, the Friends. Let's head on out. Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Meet My Friends, the recap podcast of the show, Friends. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host. And we've got a great episode for you tonight. It is season 3, episode 16, the one with the morning after. And this is a classic episode. I should say I am joined, surprisingly, I thought you were on your way out by former Meet My Friends, the Friends producer and engineer, Pat Byrne. How are you, Pat?
I'm so sorry. My karma is almost here, and looking at my phone now, it says it's within the next, it says approximately 3 minutes away. So when,
your karma is almost here.
My karma.
Okay.
That's
what's that?
You serious?
Yeah. I don't know. Is that like an Uber type thing?
Yeah, it was the first car.
All right.
It predates Uber.
Okay.
Are you more familiar with Uber?
Yes, I am. I am.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's, I guess, different strokes and all that.
I didn't have any of that stuff, but when I moved out where I am now, which is, I think, in Glendale, mm-hmm. that's all they have.
Sure.
So I just, it's the only thing on my phone. It says that.
Okay, we're going to talk about the episode for, I'm sure, karmas of.
The problem is that I guess it's not that known out here because there's only one driver.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm waiting for him to get here.
Sure. Well, when he gets here, he gets here. And then.
This episode is called
The One. Thank you. It's The One with the Morning After. It's written by Marta Kaufman and David Crane, the show creators. Directed by James Burrows, who directed many episodes of the show. And this aired on February 20th of 1997. Now, this episode, Rachel is sorry about her fight with Ross. Meanwhile, Ross wakes up with the Xerox girl, who he had met at the bar the night prior.
Which, they were on a break.
Okay, well, I'm going to get to that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Chandler and Joey convince Ross not to tell Rachel about this, that it was an indiscretion that they can get past. Ross tries to make sure that Rachel doesn't find out, chasing after the line of who knows and who the Xerox girl told, and it runs, and then Rachel finds out, and then Ross and Rachel have a big fight. Meanwhile, Monica and Phoebe are trying a painless leg waxing kit out, and then Joey and Chandler come in, and they're all stuck in a side bedroom while Ross and Rachel have it out in the main room in the apartment.
Which is a great merger of the A and B storyline.
Yes, it is for people who are...
good mechanism.
Mm-hmm. It is a good mechanism. I should say that today's show is sponsored by the Truckers Coalition to Stop Honking. think about this. You're a kid. You're in the back seat of your car driving down the highway with your parents up in the front seat. A tractor trailer rolls past. You do what you've been conditioned to do throughout your life. You stick your arm out the window and you replicate the motion of pulling a trucker's horn in an attempt to get the trucker to respond. But did you know that truckers hate this? It's dangerous and it's offensive to them. Truckers are on the road to deliver goods that we need from coast to coast, not to entertain children by blowing the horn in a non-emergency situation. So don't put the lives of fellow drivers on the line. Don't do the arm motion. It's the right thing to do. For more information, go to truckershornblowingcoalition.net and use offer code TRUCKERSFRIENDS for 10% off. Yeah, so that's so this episode, I will say, the this one, it's kind of like a Ross and Rachel classic episode because it's a big turning point in their relationship that they when they're kind of squaring off and really, because they just broke up and they're squaring off and it's a big deal. And
this is I think anytime that there is a DC and MK collab writing wise, you're in for a treat in the Friends verse. I mean, these people brought you Friends. They're the reason Friends are here. So obviously if they're teaming up in the writer's room, this is, you're going to see a very important episode. If you're just, if you're listening to this as a recap and you're following along with this show and you haven't seen Friends as you're watching it, just know if it's starting with DC and MK, you're in it and you're going to win it.
Yes.
Cause they're,
it is,
they bring you the classics.
That's true. They are the 800 pound gorillas of the Friends writing, universe. And let me ask you, Pat, you one of the things I always like, Pat, is you are
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots.
Pat, now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming, only on Hulu.
At Fred Meyer, we know the minute a tomato is picked off the vine, the fresh timer starts. The sooner we get our produce to you, the fresher it is. That's why we've completely overhauled our process to shorten the time from harvest to home for our tomatoes, strawberries, and salads. Because we know how much you love fresh produce, we give you more time to enjoy your tasty fruits and veggies at home. So whether you're shopping in-store, picking up, or prefer delivery, we're committed to bringing you the freshest produce possible. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When you were a producer, engineer on this show, whatever your title was, you liked Friends, which I can't say the same thing for the fellow who did the job previously.
Nope, can't say it because it's not true, and it would be a lie. No, I'm a Friends head, and I this show got me through a lot. This was actually a period of my life that was especially hard. My family was breaking apart, and so these five friends became kind of my new family in a way.
Sure, there's six of them.
Six actually. Friends yeah, became, six. You know,
sure,
all of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you enjoyed it. Well, let me ask you this as a sidebar. We're talking about Friends. You're heading back to Los Angeles now?
Yeah, I actually I called the Karma on my it says 2.5 minutes now. By the way.
Okay.
Driver's name is Frank. But,
well, when Frank gets here, you will say goodbye. But
I'll wrap this up as quick as I can. I started leaving on the recording of the last episode. I did not expect to show up at the studio and see you here at all. This was kind of a happy coincidence. I did tell you off mic, or I hope we were off mic, that you know, I was worried about a person I won't name. That
sure who
I was worried about a guy, maybe let's just call him an old coworker, and let's just say he may be in trouble out there, and I do not trust the man he's working for, and I'm telling you that just eye to eye, because he is dangerous.
Okay. Well, look, I can read between the lines, and you would never say it. You're talking about Jason.
Well, you said it, not me.
And Jason, you're saying that he's in some sort of danger dealing with...
Let's just say he's being strong-armed.
Sure, yes, with Don Strong, his...
You said it, not me.
Yeah, of course, I know that. I know. Yeah. But I'm not... I don't work for Don Strong. I don't care about Don Strong. I'm not intimidated by Don Strong. Don Strong can do whatever Don Strong does, and it does not worry me either way.
Well, you've never been blasted with 800 megahertz of white noise in your ear. I watched Jason in pain.
I wouldn't put myself in that situation.
All right. Well, I'm just saying a former coworker and friend of ours is in trouble.
Sure.
And maybe I'm here not just to take his microphones back, but maybe I'm also here to warn you that he is, I don't know. I'm going back there and I'm hoping that I can derail it in a way that I can maybe save him or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, look, I can't worry about this. It's the kind of thing that he made his own bed, and he had no problem torching me on the way out and really trying to stick it to me any chance he got. So, look, he's doing what he's doing. That's his deal.
All right, that's your opinion.
I don't wish ill on him, but I also can't. I can't. What am I supposed to care about him after he did nothing but try to? He down talked me publicly, really damaged my reputation, and
Tom, do you want him to be hurt physically?
Physically hurt? No, I don't.
Okay. Well, here I am. I flew back to New Jersey.
Okay.
To get a gold-plated Sennheiser microphone, a couple of XLR cords, and to deliver you a very deliberate message.
From him or just from yourself?
I'm assuming that you're going to cut this part out.
Of course.
Okay,
no, this is bad.
I don't want this.
This part has nothing to do with the show, so don't worry.
Well, please use the stuff I said before, because I'm actually pretty proud of the DCMK.
We'll see what makes it. Look, you know. You'll be on the show in some form or another. This part, though, we will remove.
Please,
because
remove
it's bad.
It. Yeah.
It's dangerous, and
I'm
it's
not
bad for him.
Everything I told you off mic, and just to continue this, because now it says Frank is 4 minutes away. I don't know why he keeps getting lost, but I'm starting to realize maybe it wasn't that crazy that that guy from the Replacements was that lost that time.
Well,
anyway, point is, I'm scared. I want him to be helped, and between the three of us, you, me, Jason, you might be in a position that you could help somehow.
Okay.
I don't know.
Look, I'm not against helping. I'm also not going to run toward it either. Friends first.
Friends first.
So this episode, this is the first time the classic phrase "we're on a break" line is spoken. It is, however, Rachel who uses it first. Ross does not say it until the following episode. Another fun Friends fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
The definitive breakup scene was so emotional that both David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston cried after it was shot. That's a testament to the power of the writing, I guess, Pat. Well, you're on your phone, I guess you're not.
Well, I'm looking at the map.
That's fine.
It seems like he's getting further away, so I'm getting. I'm not sure if I should call him.
You might have to go in the street and wave at him or something.
I'm thinking about I should do
that. The line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
Phoebe says, "We could eat the wax. It's organic." Chandler, "Oh, great. Food with hair on it." Phoebe says, "No, not the used wax." And Chandler says, "Because that would be crazy." Usually I get a response from you on those, but that's okay.
All right. Hold on.
Never mind. No. Just do your phone thing.
All right. Hold on.
I just got used to.
Hello?
Take the call outside. Please.
Okay. Hang on one second. Please.
This episode, Rank the Episodes, great episode. Great acting from Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer. The leg waxing stuff is funny, and seeing them together and falling apart is good. And so that's that. I give this one 8.5 friends out of a possible 10 friends. And to rank the friends, Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, Joey, Chandler, and Ross.
Do you have any like local cab numbers of just like
I don't
mom and pop?
I don't have a car.
Companies?
I don't have a cab.
Would it be terrible to ask for a Lyft? after this?
Let me finish this, okay, and then we'll figure that
sure
out. Okay. So, yeah. Thank you for listening to Meet My Friends the Friends. We will be back with another episode, and we will be going through the Friends body of work here, and we're building our own body of work, and thanks for listening. We'll be back soon. Thanks.
Hey, it's been fun being back.
Yeah, and thank you to Pat for being back. So, yeah.
Listen, could you also take out when I said the five friends instead of the six friends?
Yeah, okay. I'll take it out. Look, I'm not going to... Yeah, okay.
Has it been hard?
Has what been hard?
Doing everything, editing,
a little hard.
Engineering.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm starting to put feelers out for a new engineer.
Okay. I can
no bites yet.
I can blast out whatever email if you want to.
No, I can handle that. But you're not local. I need local. You're going back to California, so you go back to California.
Listen, this was important to me that we could just kind of make peace with this and make up personally.
Sure.
You know.
Yep. 100%. Same with me too. So glad we're all on the same page.
I think a huge weight was lifted. So thanks, Tom.
Very great.